Denver for the first time in 2025. Join us March 2nd through 4th and discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The spirit of the cowboy is special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. This is a special report from ABC News Wisconsin school shooting. Police in Madison still on scene at a Christian school where officers say a student went on a shooting rampage. The death toll revised as officers gather new information. At least two were dead, along with the gunman and several others injured. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
It was just before 11 a.m. in Madison when shots were fired at Abundant Life Christian School. When police arrived, Chief Sean Barnes says a shooter, who was a juvenile, was dead.
What is a sad day for our community and for our country.
Investigators say they aren't yet clear on what led up to the shooting, but police say there is no ongoing threat to the community. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Parents told to go to a nearby site near the school. Police and school officials working to reunite students with parents. The Wisconsin State Superintendent calling the shooting senseless and, quote, says it's time to change is long past. This is ABC News. Walking your way to better mental health.
There is no magic number of steps a person should take in a day, but a new study of nearly 100,000 people found that those who took at least 5,000 steps per day experienced fewer depressive symptoms than those who did not. There was also a 42% drop in prevalence of depression for people who took at least 7,500 steps per day. More research is still needed to determine any other factors that might have influenced the findings. Brian Clark, ABC News.
As 2025 approaches, two characters have entered the public domain. That means there will be no copyright requirement or issues to use their likenesses. Popeye, the spinach-eating sailor, and Tintin, the crime-solving journalist, first appeared in comics in 1929 and will enter the public domain January 1st. New research suggests that Saturn's rings could be older than originally thought. Instead of being 400 million years old, they may be around 4.5 billion. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ahlen. A legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes has made its recommendation.
The panel of lawmakers, ag, and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize sandhill crane hunting and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses, State Senator Romain Quinn of Cameron.
I think politically our best opportunity for any movement, for any group, is the combined bill.
But State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit doesn't see a bill that includes hunting passing.
Just political realities. I do not think
a bill to hunt sandhill cranes is going to become law in the next 2 years.
The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Madison alder has been arrested on domestic abuse-related charges.
After being censured earlier this week by the Madison City Council, District 18 alder Charles Miazzi was arrested Thursday night on several pending charges, including strangulation and false imprisonment. Madison police say a person came forward with allegations against Miazzi, prompting an investigation. Several women have publicly accused Miazzi of sexual harassment and domestic violence, including a fellow alder. An internal investigation found his behavior did not violate the city's policy on harassment and discrimination. Miazzi has denied the allegations against him. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Enbridge Energy is cleaning up after an extended oil leak in Jefferson County. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports 70,000 gallons of oil leaked from a pipeline connection between Superior, Wisconsin, and a refinery in Indiana. That leak was discovered in November, but a federal incident report says the leak was likely happening for an extended period. Enbridge tells the paper the cleanup is still underway. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and a bit dreary today. However, mild temperatures with highs in the upper 30s. Spotty showers move in this afternoon and may flip to some snowfall this evening. We stay below freezing for the rest of the week with highs tomorrow in the upper 20s and more chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 38.
Wheat futures were mixed and the soy complex leaned to the downside, but corn futures did end the day with modest gains. It was a tough day in the livestock markets. Live cattle and lean hog futures posted downside reversals. Cotton futures tried to trade to the upside, but sellers retook control of that market late in the session.
Live with glorious flurries in the air via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon we'll begin with a conversation with Rick Brock from the Brock Report. Later, Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. And directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm the handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, say hello and welcome back to the host of AgriTalk, Jack Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. It's good to be back, buddy. Woo-hoo. Everything's going well here.
Good, good.
I would like to say that I, you know, just completely got all rested up and everything, but I was pretty active.
I would imagine so. That checks
got out.
Got
out there and got stuff done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Was there at least one sort of unscheduled nap in there somewhere that just sort of happened? At least one?
Yeah, there was. There was. I will admit that. And but boy, not many. I mean, like, seriously, like one.
Well, and then he's full of vim and vigor. You can't slow that guy down.
Yeah, right. No, it was a great time off. Had a lot of fun with the friends and family and spending time outdoors and just a good all-around week. Glad to be there, but I'm glad to be back with the way that the markets are trading and gonna try to find out what Rick Brock is thinking in the grains right now. And it's always an interesting conversation with Rick. And I also want to get Rick's take on a policy issue. And there's some discussion about just how big a financial aid package might be for the ag industry, where that money is going to come from, and so on. I just want to talk to Rick about a couple of things. How bad do farmers need it? Let's go down that path.
Okay.
And how bad does the ag lenders need it?
Okay.
Could be two different answers there.
Might be.
And we will go down that path with Rick coming up here in just a little bit.
Boy, you are guns a-blazing right out the chute, aren't you, Buck? Man, you're not wasting any time.
I had things that were on my mind. Now I just got to get some answers to all these questions.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Let's get going with the markets.
Well, Chip, export inspections of wheat in the weekend of December 12 totaled just over 298,000 metric tons, and that was in line with trade expectations. Wheat also benefited from an increase in global demand. Countries like Saudi Arabia are stepping up to extend coverage, and that has raised speculation that other traditional importers of wheat also see value at current global wheat prices. March soft red winter wheat futures opened steady and rallied to within a penny of resistance at 560, and then turned to the downside to post a close near session lows. March HRW wheat futures 2¼ cents higher at 559¼. March soft red wheat down 2¼ to 550. Not settled yet on my screen, but the March spring wheat unchanged at 598½ at last report, Chip.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia stepped up and bought like 800,000 metric tons of wheat over the weekend from multiple sources. We'll get that all sorted out here before the end of the week.
Well, export inspections of corn week ended December 12 totaled 1.13 million metric tons. That was at the high end of trade expectations. Combined with last week's solid demand news, today's inspections helped corn futures trade to the upside. March corn futures opened to slightly lower and on session lows and rallied to close above resistance at yesterday's high and near today's high. Capping upside potential in corn futures are reports of generally good growing conditions for Brazil's corn crop. March corn futures today were 3 cents higher at 445. May corn up 2.5 cents, 451¾. July corn futures closed at 455, up 2 cents on the day, Chip.
Yeah, we're going to start with the corn market when Rick gets in here and just get his take on what those changes in the WASD report last week might mean for the market going forward.
Well, soybean export inspections of 1.68 million metric tons were in line with trade expectations. Demand has been okay for soybeans, but not good enough to support prices. Today, members of the National Oilseed Processors Association reported they crushed 193.2 million bushels of beans in November. That was down from October's record, 199.9 million bushels. That fell short of trade expectations. January soybeans opened slightly lower and tried to rally with gains in the soybean meal market, but bean oil prices eventually dragged beans to a close near session lows. Generally good growing conditions in Brazil also attracted some selling. January soybean futures 6¼ cents lower, 982. March beans down 9, 986. July beans closed at 10.07¼. That's down 8¾ cents today.
Soybean oil stocks in the NOPA data also came in just below trade expectations there.
Well, March cotton today was 21 points lower at 69.06. On your livestock, February fat cattle futures opened slightly higher and spiked resistance at last week's high before falling back to close below Friday's low to complete a downside reversal. February fat cattle $2.05 lower, 189.97½. The April contract down $1.25 to 191.75, and Jan feeders off 210 today at 255.55. And on the snout side, February lean hogs posted a downside reversal and closed at the lowest level since November 19. Feb lean hogs today 205 lower, 83.55. April down $1.50, 88.25. Chip Flory.
All right, thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Hey, Jack, good afternoon, buddy. How you doing?
Doing fine. How about you?
Well, pretty doggone good. You know, corn kind of acted like it wanted to rally today, Jack. What's the story there?
Well, I think partly there's a good chance that the USDA has overestimated this year's crop. I sure didn't see it when I was out there. And I know you guys found a fairly good corn crop out there, but I didn't really see it. I saw just kind of an average crop.
Yep.
And you know, and I think that's part of it. And our demand has been excellent. The export demand has been hanging in pretty strong, and it looks like domestic demand, despite the threats to ethanol demand coming soon, has been hanging in there pretty strong as well.
Yep. So you do not expect a very bright future for biofuels under the Trump administration? Is that what I just heard you say?
Well, I think if you don't have to listen to me, you can listen to Mr. Trump. He's saying that those things here today, as a matter of fact. And makes me prick my ears and listen to what he's got to say, because he does have a voice in the matter.
Hey, yes, he does. Yes, he does. There's no question about that. What about this soy complex? What are you hearing out of Brazil?
I'm hearing some very big production estimates coming out of Brazil. Everybody seems to be around 170, 172. I've heard as high as 175, but the growing conditions are off to a real good start, and the crops are looking really good down there right now.
All right, Jack, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. We're going to keep this conversation about the corn market going when we get Rick Brock from the Brock Report. USDA added 200 million bushels to total use in the WASD last week. Is that enough? Does it change the outlook? We'll talk to Rick about that next.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by investinourland.com.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer,
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday afternoon for a conversation with Rick Brock from the Brock Report. Rick, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Great.
ugly weather, but the markets are, corn markets favorable.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. You been out on the road much, Rick?
Yeah, we've done six seminars in the last 2 weeks. Started in Omaha, then Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, Lansing, Michigan, Lafayette, Indiana, and Bloomington, Illinois, all in the last 14 days. So it's been, been a busy time.
Well, and you've got more coming up, right?
Yeah, quite a few in January. So
quite a few in January. Just check that out online, and you can get the details there. What have you learned? What have you learned from the audiences, Rick?
Well, you know, it's a little bit difficult to tell because our audiences, 80% are normally our subscribers, and to the Brock Report, and we averaged 550 almost on corn last year, so they're pretty happy people. And you can tell the other 20% who weren't, and they're not quite as happy. But we learned a lot. First of all, and as is typical after a two-year bear market, the bottom 5% of farmers are worried. We're seeing that farms are going to have to maybe chew into their balance sheet a little bit this year, but I don't think as much as expected. Farm land auctions in the last 2 weeks throughout the Midwest have gone surprisingly well. There have been a couple, South Central Illinois, one didn't go as expected, but in most cases, farmland values are holding very steady, and there seems to be buyers. What's interesting in the land auctions now is that the smaller pieces, like the 80s to 120, are bringing bigger money per acre than the 250 acres and up, which is the complete opposite from where 2 years ago, because the large investors wanted the larger acres. But now, as farmers have eaten through some of their available cash, you know, a lot of people can still write a check for 80 or 120 acres, but very few people can write a check for 250 acres. Right. It's going to mean some borrowing. And if they have to go to either their bank or farm credit systems and borrow the money at, say, 8.5%, that makes a rather large difference. So the top end is not as strong as the middle end right now.
Yeah. Yeah, good observations there. And you've got to watch those land values really closely to kind of give us a true indicator of what's going on in the finances of farming, don't we?
Yeah, and, you know, you asked the question earlier about the banking business right now. You know, we're going to see some big changes, and I think all lenders out there see this coming. There's going to be a big consolidation of rural banks this coming 2 years. Regulations have kept it happening. Trump is going to lighten up on the regulations. And you just have a lot of banks, particularly smaller ones, that have not recovered from when interest rates went sharply higher and they were stuck holding, 25 to 30-year bonds, and when interest rates go up, the value of those bonds goes down substantially, and it's really hurt the balance sheet. So you have some rural banks out there still trading at 70 to 85 cents of book value, and you have some of your big publicly trading banks trading at 2x books. And so we're going to see some consolidation, I think, over the next few years. And it was interesting, a banker friend of mine pointed out that we have, and bankers don't hold me to this, these are rough numbers, we have roughly 4,400 banks in the United States right now. Canada has 6. And obviously a lot of branches, but when you talk main banks, we still have a somewhat inefficient system here.
Man, if we go through this period of consolidation, how does that change how farmers are going to do business going forward?
I don't think it'll change a lot because, okay, you know, these banks will be absorbed by larger banks. Those banks, the bricks and mortar will still be there. The people will still be there. It's just the name's going to change above the door when you walk in. And so a lot of that, it could help play a little bit in the hands of the farm credit system because they borrow their money in a different manner. You know, but I don't think we're going to see any huge shifts, and we will see a lot of older bankers possibly retire. But you know, banks are still going to have our farmers still going to have plenty of banks to go to. But they may just have a different name on them over the next 2 years.
All right, boy. The farm groups, Farm Credit Service, as you mentioned, they came out and basically said, listen, if we don't get some financial aid for farmers in this continuing resolution, don't vote for it. Is it that needed, Rick?
You know, I understand their position. I don't think it's that bad. I think the bottom 5% needs the money. But nevertheless, I think there's going to be enough people asking for it. We actually believe it is going to happen.
Yeah.
And before Biden probably leaves office. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at numbers, big numbers. I mean, corn producers getting as much as $100 an acre, and soybean producers $30 to $40 an acre. So we're talking a substantial cash flow coming in into farmers, and you know, it's just going to boost the market again. And the other thing we think will happen is if that money comes in, the farmer's not going to be compelled to have to sell his corn.
Yep.
And we've seen a substantial increase in the basis since September. Cash corn prices are up in most areas 60 cents a bushel or more. And if the government comes in with $100 an acre, producers, I think, are going to sit back and say, well, let's just wait and see what happens here.
Yeah, yeah. And demand has certainly helped that corn market out in the basis, hasn't it?
Demand is incredible. You know, our exports are down quite a bit. The USDA boosted those last Tuesday. They boosted the corn for ethanol quite a bit, too. I think the state corn growers are doing a great job promoting E15 right now. Mm-hmm. You go through the airports and every major airport in the Midwest right now, and you'll see a lot of billboards promoting E15. I saw an ad locally here in Wisconsin a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, best E15 ad I've ever seen. And so I think all of a sudden the public's becoming more aware of E15 and buying more of it. So I think we're going to see continued demand on E15. I don't think, and a lot of people are attacking Trump on being negative on biofuels. I really don't think that's going to happen. I think he's just going to be neutral on it, and the promotions are going to help us quite a bit. So, and the other thing is, this is the big if, is Trump going to hold China's feet to the fire? Yeah. On the commitments they made when he was still in office the first time on buying more corn from the U.S. Because right now, they're not buying hardly any more corn, and their purchases are way down. And I think if there's going to be a surprise in the corn market, it could be Chinese purchases as well as increased usage for E15. So we're really friendly to the corn market at this price level.
Okay. Really friendly to the corn market. What exactly does that mean when we've got March corn at 445? I mean,
here's what I think. I mean, we're not going to 750. The
right.
Stocks and usage ratios dropped down to 11.5%. You know, 3 months ago we were at 15. That's a huge difference. That raises, in our estimate, the average price up to close to the mid $4 range, 440 to 450. And that's where the market's trading right now. And we've been below that substantially ever since the beginning of the marketing season. We're down around 360 in the central corn belt. So that if we're going to average that, that means we've got to go above that sometime in the near future. I think the you look back to last Tuesday, it was a bullish report. The market bought a considerable amount of cash corn last Tuesday and Wednesday on the rally. And it's held up very well. We're at mid-range of that big day last Tuesday. You know, our objective short-term here is March corn, as you say, is at 445 right now. I think we'll see it in that 470 to 480 range within the next 6 weeks. And that's kind of our near-term target, and we've got to see what happens when the market gets to that.
So it's okay to, if you want to take a break in your marketing right now, to just kind of see what happens over the – just to see what happens.
Right. And, yeah. You know, the other negative here is we're going to see an increase in corn acres this year. I mean, corn is much more favorable from a bottom line perspective than soybeans right now. So we're going to see some of those acres shift back to corn. But the good news is we don't have those planted yet. And so the market still needs corn. And farmers have shown in the last 6 weeks how tight holder. Much of a tight holder they can be.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I don't think I'd be willing to sell it here soon.
Okay. Excellent. I want to talk a little bit more about the acres when we come back, and then we got to get to the WASDE report on soybeans. And Rick, I got to get your outlook on the cattle market as well. Rick Brock, the Brock Report.
Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you, who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best. Because you know excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For March, HRW wheat futures were 2¼ cents higher at 559¼. March soft red wheat down 2¼ to 550. And hey, looky there, spring wheat settled at $6 even, up 1½ cents today. March corn futures were 3 cents higher at 445. July corn, 455 at the close, up 2 cents today. January soybean futures were 6¼ cents lower at 982. March beans down 9 to 986. March cotton was 21 points lower, 6906. On your livestocks, February fat cattle were $2.05 lower, 189.97 and a half. Jan feeders down 210, 255.55. And February lean hog futures down 205 today to 83.55. Get more market news every market day. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
Wake up. Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and a bit dreary today. However, mild temperatures with highs in the upper 30s. Spotty showers move in this afternoon and may flip to some snowfall this evening. We stay below freezing for the rest of the week with highs tomorrow in the upper 20s and more chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 38.
The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
We're in the middle of a conversation with Rick Brock, the Brock Report. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Rick, you were talking about corn acres for 2025, and people are asking me the question the whole time now, too. Yeah, where do you see corn acres? Where do you see bean acres in 25? I've been saying the same thing, and it's just because when we get into the kind of economics that we're in, beans, boy, I hope I say this right, beans really can't generate enough revenue to keep up with corn. Is that kind of the bottom line?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, when you're looking at Brazil right now, estimated acres up 2.6% from a year ago, and we have record world carryovers in soybeans, and we're seeing finally a softening in the crush, which is unfortunate. And, of course, as all producers know, the hope that biodiesel is going to be our savior is not happening. And so I don't know what the answer is going to be for soybean prices. They need a parachute at this point to get a soft landing. Today's market action was very disappointing. Yeah. And, you know, while we're very friendly in corn, I'm just borderline optimistic on the soybean market here right now. I think we are at a bottom or very close to it, but this market could make one more surge to the downside. And if so, that would probably be good for the prices longer term, because if soybeans are going to be higher in late summer, they need to go lower right now, unfortunately, and to help increase demand. But, you know, the crush has been so strong for a year. Yeah. I don't see how we can maintain that level.
Yeah. Okay. So 2024 corn plantings, 90.7 million. Bean plantings, 87.1 million. Do we move acres around, or can we just add some corn acres to this mix and hold beans steady? What does that mix look like?
No, I think we'll move 2 million acres from beans to corn. Okay. Yeah, rough numbers. I mean, it's hard to tell, but early seed sales would indicate that that's close to what's going to happen. And, you know, I mean, obviously corn is more expensive to plant, but we've also have seen some fairly good fall fertilizer applications. So, and fertilizer's been relatively cheap compared to where we were 3 to 5 years ago. So, yep. I think the shift will happen, and I don't know that we'll be able to idle any acres at all, because the producer is going to try and generate as much revenue as he possibly can under circumstances like this.
Yep. Okay, bean carryover at 470 million bushels. It's not the 550 that we had just a couple of months ago, but like you said, it's a number that is hard to build a bullish scenario on. What you're allowing yourself to say, to think that we might have put a low in this bean market, but that doesn't sound to me like you think the beans have to move higher from here.
Yeah, I think an optimistic price in March beans would be 1040 at this stage. Okay. We're at 956 here today, or 986, I'm sorry. 986. And so it would be that's an optimistic perspective. I don't think we're going to get that, actually, but I do think we're in the process of making a bottom, and we're just building up supplies of oil right now. We have a large supply of soybean meal. I mean, you got to be a dreamer right now to try and figure out how this market's going to get a lot stronger.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and that's especially true when we're starting to talk 170 million metric ton crop out of Brazil, and that's almost become a conservative estimate here, Rick.
Well, and the other thing is the Brazilian real, you're on vacation, you may not have seen it, but hit a 22-year low last week. And so all of a sudden Brazil beans are so much cheaper than ours just based on the currency exchange rate. And so we're, you know, it's like, you know, beating on somebody when they're already down. I mean, this is going to be a tough one.
Man, oh man. Yeah. The global supplies is really something to keep track of there as well. Okay. And What role does wheat have in the grain markets right now, Rick?
Well, I think the wheat market is most likely going to follow the corn. Okay. Fundamentals in wheat, our mix, we're looking at a carryover of 809 million bushels. That compares to last year's 696. So we still have a lot of wheat, but we also are already substantially lower in that market from where we were. So, you know, I don't think it's a time to be negative wheat. We believe that the market has a bottom in it. An optimistic price, though, say, for example, in May, Chicago futures is going to be $5.90 to $6. It's at $5.61 right now. So I do think you can get that a 30 to 45 cent rally in the wheat, but it's going to have to come with some help from the corn market. So it's not any time to be bearish wheat. I mean, it's that moves over. We had plenty of opportunities last May and June, and it was a long slide, and we had May wheat futures up at 780. We're now $2 below that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can't say there weren't some chances there.
Yep. Gotcha. Okay. Talk to me about this cattle trade. What do you make of it right now?
Well, cattle and hogs, if you do a fundamental analysis on it, it's very different than corn. Corn, the market is voting on what's going to be left over. When you look at cattle and hogs, there's nothing left over. We're going to eat whatever is slaughtered. And so it's at what price will the market bear on the retail side long term? And then you take a look at the supply side, and in cattle, as everyone knows, gestation cycle is so long, it takes a long time to turn around supply. But at this point in time, I think everybody's really still bullish cattle. You mentioned earlier we had reversals down today. We think the cattle market just made a major top. I know nobody wants to hear that, but we think this market is not going to run out of cattle prices at this level. You get February cattle closed today at 190. I think we have a surplus of $190 beef. I don't think we're going to run out of that. And I think the market's going to back away from that. More importantly, I think the real pressure is going to come in the feeder cattle market. Now, we're hearing stories, particularly like over in southern Michigan, the dairy farms selling newborn calves at $1,000 a piece. I mean, it's just gotten insane, and I don't think anybody can make any money on that. Look back over the last 20 years, whenever nearby feeder cattle futures have traded at a $75 premium to the nearby fat cattle futures, it's resulted in a substantial break in cattle prices, both cattle and feeder cattle. That spread will come in. We were $75 just a few weeks ago premium. We're now at just under $70. This market has all the makings of a market that is going to drop, and we think sharply.
So get the coverage in place today.
That's where we are. Cattle and hogs. Hogs are in the same boat. I mean, it's been a great run in hogs for the last 3 months. They've rallied a lot. But, you know, cattle and hogs, I mean, their long-term trends don't last forever, particularly in the bull market. And, you know, we've got two markets to slaughter every year. One's the live animal and one's the speculator.
Yeah.
And it's time to slaughter the speculator right now in the futures in both of these markets. And I just wouldn't hold back. And even if you think I'm the craziest person you've ever listened to in the radio, sell 30% and hope I am crazy.
Yeah. I hear you. The air is thin up here. There is no question about that. When there is this much at risk, you need to get some coverage in place. What do you make of the consumer's ability to continue to buy beef and pork?
Well, I'm going to make one other comment on that before we go on. You know, Mark Twain used to have a saying that if you have to swallow a frog, don't look at it very long. I think both cattle and hogs are frog swallowing markets right now. The consumer right now you know, what they're doing in the beef is they're, you know, the processors are grinding expensive cuts into cheaper cuts, and people are just eating more expensive hamburger. I mean, it's still moving, but it's not a robust demand market right now. Pork is still moving, I think, pretty well, and a lot of retailers are using pork as their loss leader right now. It's hard to compete against cheap chicken, and the poultry market is still very inexpensive. It's the most efficient, but you know, the average American is still going to want to eat beef. But you know, it's just like in the corn market was falling, foreign governments quit buying it, even though they might have needed the corn, as long as the market's going down. Now what we're seeing is the market's coming up. You know, the buyers are saying, hey, we better get this corn booked. Right now, I think you're going to see wholesalers taking a look at a falling beef market and a pork market, and all of a sudden, they just start backing away. They say, you know, if it's going to keep getting cheaper, I'm not going to buy it. And you don't have to have a reason. Anybody who waits for a reason to sell in a falling market, they're going to lose out every time. The reason will become obvious in 2 months as to why this market has fallen. And yet, you know, you've got to still have a strong stock market. Consumers are going to buy, but I think they're going to buy at a lower level, not where they are right now.
All right. Rick, these conversations, I love them, man. Thank you so much for making time.
All right, Chip, always nice talking to you, and everybody have a nice Christmas.
Outstanding. Rick Brock, The Brock Report. Okay, coming up next, it's time for a chart update. We got to talk to Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and from WickedStocks.com. We'll do that next here on AgriCorp.
Okay, antibodies.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us, plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines without auto pay, above qualified customers with taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you can save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by investinourland.com.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and Co-Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
Chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
All right. Interesting conversation there with Rick Brock. Bullish in the corn. Mm-hmm. Optimistic in soybeans. But that's just kind of the only reason he's optimistic in soybeans is because he doesn't see a need for the bean market to go any lower at this point. And if you're going to be bullish corn, it's going to be hard to be bearish, you know, super bearish beans. But boy, he didn't mince any words when it came to the meat markets, did he?
No, he really didn't there.
No.
And he did talk about in some of this, maybe now is the time to sit back and watch. You know, maybe it's an all right time to do that once in a while, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you're deciding that now is the time to sit back and watch the corn.
Right.
That's fine.
As long as you're doing it on purpose.
As long as you're doing it on purpose. That's right. That's right. All right. Let's get. You know what? We're going to start with corn with Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory, and WickedStocks.com. How you doing, Kerry?
I'm doing fantastic, Chip. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate
it. You bet. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. Go to ArtakAdvisory.com, A-R-T-A-C, advisory.com. Take a look at what Kerry does in the commodity markets there. You can go to WickedStocks.com. to see what Kerry and the Artak family is doing in the equities trade there. All right, like I said, get us started with corn. What do you got?
Yeah, March corn. It's been about 5 or 6 weeks since I talked March corn or the lead contract on your show. But at the last time I talked, I'd mentioned how in the recent 2 or 3 weeks prior to that, we had a meaningful kind of a midterm buy signal that anticipated the mid 450s as an objective. Last week, we got to 451 and a quarter. This is really a 1 year channel top. We didn't actually test it, but we pushed into the 1% zone. This week, that 14 month channel top is 453 and a quarter. I see this as our upward pivot point through winter and into spring. If we can close the week above 453 and a quarter, I see 3 to 5 months bullish continuation to what is a 3 year channel top that is now at 562 half. Now, it is a descending channel top, as you might imagine, because for the last few years we've been in a bear market, and I see 562 half as sort of the symbol, if you will, and it's also our technical ceiling for that 3 year bear market. It's dropping on a weekly basis. It's around 510 by the 1st of July. And so that would become the objective if we close this week Friday above 453 and a quarter. A nice rally into spring, 562 half, dropping gradually, able to contain buying then possibly through all of 25. Until then, holding below 553 and a quarter allows this market to fall back to 412 even over the next 2 to 3 months. Kind of a moving target, but I'm telling subscribers, my subscribers to Tower Tech Advisory, that holding below 453 and a quarter and shorts were presumably set in this region last week, that you're holding out for 412 even over the next 2 to 3 months. On the way down, I've got 429 even. I think that's a realistic, a 2 to 3 week target right now. 429 even can contain weekly selling pressures. We could bottom out there possibly through January, round back up perhaps into the lower 450s. But, you know, holding below 453 and a quarter, I maintain a 412 even, 2 to 3 month downside target, and a settlement below 429 even should yield 412 within about 2 to 3 weeks, where we could actually bottom out through winter trade, and if settled below would be a significant sell signal event as we move into next spring. But until then, 453 and a quarter, dropping a little bit every week, is our pivot point. We're below it, so the emphasis remains south. We can close above it. We're looking for that 562 half a level dropping to 510 by July 1. On to February live cattle. I'd mentioned on your show a lot, especially last summer, how the upper 170s were long-term support. We tested that area around 179 roughly at that time in August and September. And following the testing of that long-term support, I'd mentioned how the low 190s, a realistic 3 to 5 month target. We have now reached it. 193.82 is a long-term channel top on both the February live cattle and even on the weekly chart. We got to 193.22 today. I call that a test. It's a near miss, but it's definitely inside the 1% zone. And we actually spent a fair amount of time last week also pushing into this area. So holding below 193.82, I see 177 even now in reach over the next 3 to 5 months. Now, there's no sort of shift in momentum just yet. That would come with a settlement below 186.50. And so 186.50 is my 2 to 3 week downside target. And we could bottom out there through January, round back up into the low 190s again within about 3 to 5 weeks of testing it. But if we close below 186.50, we've got a good high through the rest of the February contract's life, 181.20, then likely within another 3 to 5 weeks. And we could continue unwinding as we move into the April contract back into the upper 170s, 177 even over the next 3 to 5 months. Now, inversely, if we can close the week Friday above 193.82, bullish continuation over the next 2 to 3 months to what is now 202 even and climbing. That is a 1.5 year rising channel top on the weekly chart that would become our next big picture objective and able to contain seasonal buying pressures. But right now, we're below 193.82. It is our ceiling, and below which selling pressures can build now as we move through winter trade. 177 even wouldn't surprise me as we continue into spring, summer trade.
Okay.
Finally, wickedstocks.com. I've got the stock pick of the week is Upstart Holdings. This is a AI stock. It is about bank security and creditworthiness. Upstart symbol is UPST. It's a mid-cap, $7.5 billion. It's trading right now around $83.77, but it's worth noting wickedstocks.com. Subscribers received a buy signal a couple of weeks ago. There hasn't been follow through yet, but it's still a relevant trade. 8204 is a long-term 2-year channel top that we settled above a couple of weeks ago. So we're trading 8377 last. 824 is bottom picking territory, long entry as an investment. 3 to 5 month rally possible up into the low 140s. If we close back below 8204 at the end of the week, it's no good. Get out of the trade. But until then, you can go long Upstart in anticipation of appreciable return in the coming 3 to 5 months. And that's really all I got, Chip.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Good stuff, Gary. Thank you so much,
buddy.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Very good. Thanks.
All right. Gary Artak, Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook. Illinois is included in the areas expecting above normal temperatures for December 22nd through the 26th. So Illinois to the west, we're looking at above normal temperatures. Illinois to the east, we are looking at near normal to below normal temperatures. Near normal to below normal precipitation also expected in time. And in the 8 to 14 day, good grief, above normal temperatures expected over almost the entire country. Far southern Florida is the exception there, and above normal precipitation. 10:06 tomorrow morning.
Are you ready to unleash superior seating performance on your operation? Choose from two revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Mintil Drill, renowned for its seating consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains. Harvest.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Wisconsin school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Madison, along with the FBI, still on scene at Abundant Life Christian.